In the last week, Spokane, Washington has severed most of its official ties with Rachel Dolezal, the local civil rights leader who gained national infamy for lying about her race. Dolezal's position on a police oversight committee with the NAACP and at a local university all appear to be gone. But the scandal has touched on a sensitive subject in the predominantly white Inland Northwest. As Jessica Robinson reports, this is not the first time it's been a backdrop for conflicts over race.
Back before Dolezal became head of the Spokane NAACP, she worked for a place called the Human Rights Education Institute. It's just over the Idaho border from Spokane in the resort town of Coeur d'Alene.
So you see where we've done pieces on black history.
The Institute's director, Lisa Manning, walks through an exhibit showing old civil rights era photos, events pretty far away from North Idaho. But this institute has its own backstory, one that people in Coeur d'Alene aren't fond of talking about.
It really erected as a result of the Aryan Nation piece of history.
In the 80s, Aryan Nation's leader Richard Butler and his followers built a compound north of town. The Southern Poverty Law Center eventually bankrupted the group, but the demographics that attracted white supremacists remain. Less than 0.5% of this county is African American. Institute board member David McCaw says efforts here are meant to act as a counterbalance, but race and racial identity are hard subjects.
We tend to not really know how to fairly deal with those questions because we don't have a very diverse population.
This was the context Rachel Dolezal entered, portraying herself to her mainly white colleagues at the Institute as an African American. And Dolezal was comfortable talking about race, openly and, for a while, convincingly.
That's all she talked about.
Katara Johnson knew her at the NAACP.
Because we know she had the struggle of the black woman.
Johnson quickly adds,
and I mean that with extreme sarcasm.
In 2011, an unexploded bomb was discovered along Spokane's Martin Luther King Day parade route. When the FBI held a community meeting, Dolezal pressed them about other hate crimes that hadn't turned up a suspect.
To justice, or is yes. It another thing that's going to kind of quietly go away?
This will not quietly go away.
A white supremacist named Kevin Harpum was eventually charged and convicted for the bomb. Those other hate crimes Dolezal alluded to were the ones she claimed to have been a victim of herself. Sean Vestal is a columnist for the Spokesman Review. He says he was aware of deep skepticism about those crimes, but it was hard to take some of the skeptics seriously.
Because many of the people who would say things to me or write things to me were also saying or suggesting things that made me think they were bigots. I hear from them all the time.
By this time, Dolezal was considered the most visible black woman in a largely white town. She was an obvious target. So when Vestal heard the even more outrageous claim that she was faking her race, he says he didn't give it a second's true consideration.
I think it's been especially fraught in this town, which has so little diversity, for well-intentioned white people to consider challenging someone's race or ethnicity. Right or wrong, there is an extra layer of sensitivity there.
On the same day Dolezal flew to New York to be interviewed on the Today Show, members of Spokane's NAACP were writing the words Integrity Matters on signs for a rally downtown. Ron Tostin recently moved from Seattle to Spokane and says he was a little surprised.
There's no black neighborhoods. That was my first impression.
Tostin says the Inland Northwest does have a reputation.
Yeah, I was kind of fearful about coming over here, especially going over to Idaho at first. But I haven't been a victim of it at all. I'm not a victim anyway, but things are changing, you know, for the better.
Tostin says it's time to move on from Rachel Dolezal. There are other people in the community ready to step up. I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.